I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Last week, the state record for a typical whitetail buck kill with a bow was beaten. In a moment, we'll talk about the scoring system used to determine the size of those antler sets on whitetail deer in West Virginia. The Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young scoring systems are two separate organizations, although their measurements for scoring a buck's antlers are very similar. Eric Richmond is a DNR biologist and a certified scorer for both and tells me there are some subtle differences.
The major difference between the two is, non-typical deer. Pope and Young requires 15 inches of non-typical points to qualify as a non-typical, and Boone and Crockett does not have any minimum measurements for non-typical antlers.
So the scores are determined by a set of established measurements on each rack. Eric explains further.
Length of the main beams, and then each time measurement, which you measure those times that you create an imaginary line across the main beam as to what that main beam would look like if that point did not exist. So that would be your start point on each time measurement.
And then there's the thickness of the deer's antler, and it's taken into account.
Every rack gets four circumference measurements. You start at the base, somewhere between the base and the first point, and the first point and the second point, so on and so out until you get four circumference measurements.
And at that point, just how much symmetry there is in the rack makes a big difference.
They're all added together and then compared to the difference on the opposite side. And what difference there is on main beam length and all your time lengths and circumference measurements as compared to the same location on the other side. And any differences in the end is subtracted from your total score.
And then there are similar measurements for odd-shaped antlers, non-typical, but Richmond says those are misunderstood.
On a rack that would be scored as a non-typical, a common misconception is that you get credit for all the antlers, period. You still take the main frame of that rack and compare it and you still have some deductions, and then in the end you'll add the non-typical points to the final score. A lot of folks think that there are no deductions when you're measuring non-typical racks. That's just not the case.
And the measurement and the official scores come after a rack has dried for 60 days to allow for shrinkage, and it's universally recognized as the best way to judge and compare the quality of bucks worldwide. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.